Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you the praise and the glory, Lord, this morning. We are in the house of the Lord again, our consecration weekend. And we know that good things are in store for your people. Hallelujah. Your thoughts towards us are of peace, are not of evil. And they are of good, and they will give us an expected end. In Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we thank you, Lord, this morning as we go into thy word. Let there be a lifting up here this morning. In Jesus' mighty name. Glorify yourself, Lord, in the message of the Lord. And we give you all the praise and glory. And let every soul be fulfilled in Jesus' mighty name. Say amen, everybody. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, be excited in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's all right to shout, you know. Yes, it's all right to shout. Praise God. I like it when people shout, you know, in answer to the praise of the Lord. Now, this morning, calling the things that are up, that are not, as though they are. Now that's the message this morning. Calling the things that are not as though they are. And we are going to start here at Romans chapter 4 and verse 17. And if you can only believe the Lord this morning in this message, he's going to give you something by which you can get the victory. Praise God. Romans chapter 4 and verse 17, as it is written, he was speaking concerning Abraham, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not, as though they were. God calls those things which be not. In other words, things that are not yet. He calls the future into being. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh yes, God, he can call, he can do that. He declares the end even from the beginning. Isaiah chapter 46 and verse 10. He says, let me start at verse 9. He said, remember the former things of old. For I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. If you believe that, say amen. If you know that, say amen. That's right. Declaring the end from the beginning. And from ancient times, the things that are not yet gone. Saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure in your life, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, the Lord has got a prophetic word for somebody in here this morning. And this word is going to change your life. But it must be mixed with faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if you believe it, you know, there's going to be something that God's going to do for you here this morning. The Lord, he declares the end from the beginning. He calls the things that are not, even as though they already are. Praise God. And we're going to be talking about that this morning. And we're going to see how we can do that also in the name of the Lord in our lives. Praise God. Now turn with me to Genesis chapter 1. And that's where I'm going to be preaching from this morning. Genesis chapter 1. Now, most people know this story, or at least know of this story, concerning how the Lord, he made the heavens and earth and so forth like that. You know, so. But let's read a little bit this morning. I'm just going to take a few verses, perhaps maybe 1 through 5, and then we're going to see what the Lord has to tell us this morning by the revelation in this message. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now, that's the beginning of the heaven and the earth, not God's beginning. Amen? How many of you can say amen to that? Amen. Oh, yes, sir. Because he is without beginning. He is without ending. He is the God Most High, eternal, forever and ever. Hallelujah. And when he created the earth was without form and void. Well, not a very good rendition. You know, the earth became without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. Now, so let's take a look at that right there. The earth was without form and it was void. And then there was darkness upon the face of the deep. Now there's three things I want you to take a look at right there in that verse. Without form, that's chaotic. It was out of order. See? And it was void. There was no purpose, it looked like. And everything was confused. Then there was darkness, sir. There was no light. You know, there was, you know, chaos. Chaos everywhere. Darkness everywhere. It seemed like, you know, things were just out of order. See? But our Lord, now that's what it looked like. But the Lord, he saw something else. Can somebody say amen? The Lord, he saw the light. He saw the goodness. He saw even creatures coming out. He saw all of these things. He even saw man. You know, he saw all of these things even when there was no nothing. When everything was without form. When everything was void. The Lord already saw. Hallelujah. Oh yes. When it was dark, he saw the light. When there was void everywhere, he saw the purpose of God. And he said, my purpose shall stand, and I will do my pleasure concerning you this month. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, declaring the end from the beginning. He saw the end from the beginning. And he said, I will do all of my pleasure, and my purpose shall stand. He saw the purpose of God, as we read in Isaiah 46 and 10. He saw that purpose even when there was voidness. You know, where there was no form, where there was darkness everywhere. He already saw the purpose of God. And here's what he said. You know, and the Spirit of God. Now that's where I'm going to be preaching from this morning. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Hallelujah, somebody. Now, the Holy Spirit, he specializes in bringing calmness and order out of chaos. Out of things that are void. Out of darkness, he can bring light. Now, the first thing before God did anything was the Spirit of God began to move upon the face of the waters. Now, God can't do anything with you unless you let the Spirit of God move upon your life. Hallelujah, somebody. Your life will remain void without form and with darkness until you allow the Spirit of God to move in your life. Can somebody say amen this morning? But if you let the Spirit of God move in your life, oh yes, then you can experience the same thing that the heaven and the earth experience right here, you know, by the Spirit of God, especially the earth. You know, and the first thing he said, God said, let there be light. Because he saw light already. Even in that darkness and so forth like that. You say, well, you know, everything was dark. You know, well, it was dark. But God already saw the light. So he commanded the light to come forth. You know, he's the one that can call things that are not as though they are. There was no light. Everything was dark everywhere. But he called the light to come forth. He said, let there be light. Hallelujah, somebody. And the Bible says, and there was light. Oh my goodness. He's a great God. There is none like him. And when God saw the light, he saw that it was good. The Lord liked the light. Amen. Yes. Praise God. He liked it. You know, God loves good things. He doesn't like darkness, but he likes the light. He saw that the light was good. Oh yes. And God divided the light from the darkness and told the darkness, you'll only go so far. You know, and then there's going to be light. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh yes, the darkness will only go so far. Though sorrow may endure for a night. Oh yes, the night can only go so far. In Psalm 30 and verse 5. The light must break at some point in time. Praise God. You can only go so far, darkness, he told him. But I want to see the light. And then he divided the light from the darkness. He called the light day. And the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Now God has a purpose even for the night. Can somebody say amen? Well, that might sound a little rough, but he does. Otherwise he would not have given it a name. He gave the darkness a name. See? But he gave the light also a name. See, he called it day. Oh yes, and Jesus said, it is day now. And I must walk while it is yet day. Because the night is coming when no man can walk. Well, sometime one day I'll preach on that message. Not some for today. You know. But he said, he looked at the light. He called it day. He looked at the night, and in darkness he called it night. And I've often said this, I said, the Lord could have said, let there be light, and let the darkness be no more. He could have said that, but he didn't say that. Amen. That's right. You know, he didn't say, let the darkness be no more. And if he would have said that, we would have never, till this day, had any more nights. But he didn't say that, but there's coming a day that he's going to rebuke the night. Amen. Praise God. He said, the glory of the Lamb, oh yeah, shall shine in that city. And there shall be no darkness there. There shall be no night there. Because the Lamb shall be the light of it. Woo! Hallelujah! There's coming a time when there will be no more night. And no more darkness. Oh, but not yet. But he wants the night in place right now. See, there's a reason for it. You know, because there are cycles that you must go through. You must go through the night. You must go through the day as well. And God said, even for the lights and so forth that he put in place, he said, let them be for signs. And let them be for seasons. Let the day and night go up and down every day. Praise God. Oh yes, you know, and he saw all of these things, and but the message this morning is, he saw the light when there was no light. He saw order when there was chaos. And when everything was void and without form, he already saw the goodness that he was going to bring about. And then he began to call forth the things that he already saw. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh yes, he saw these great things. He saw all the animals. He saw all of the things that he was going to bring forth. And then he began to call them forth. And he called every one of them forth by his spoken word. Amen. But it was only man that he formed. He spoke all the others out. And there's a reason for that. That's a message for another day too. But he spoke. And the Bible said, it stood fast. He commanded. And it was done. Until this day. The Bible says the sun and the moon and all these things, they look unto him and they are enlightened. Oh yes, praise God. Now you say, well, you said God, he can, you know, yeah, I mean, it's easy for him, you know, to do that because he's God. I mean, he can see all the goodness anyway because he has foreknowledge. Well, you know, yeah, I'm glad you think that way. Because if you don't, then you don't know God at all. If you don't know that God has absolute foreknowledge, not just, you know, some kind of foreknowledge, he's got absolute foreknowledge. He knows the end from the beginning. He knows every minute. He knows it all. Praise God. God can never acquire any new knowledge. Hallelujah. The day that he acquires new knowledge, he becomes man just like me. You know, he knows everything that there is to know from before there was anything. He already knew it. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. That ought to give you some comfort knowing that God already knows your life. And, you know, you may be seeing the void today. You may be seeing the darkness today, but God is seeing the light. God is seeing order in your life, even though your life may be a little chaotic right now. There are some of you that actually attract chaos into your life. And I've got a word for you here this morning. You say, I attract chaos into your life? Absolutely. Because every time it looks like God's going to do something for you, you know, something goes wrong. Amen? Oh yeah. The devil will cheat you out of everything, you know. Everything, every time it looks like God's about to do something for you, you know, then something goes wrong. He cheats you out of it, the devil does. You know, and that's chaos. And things are out of order. You know, things that you plan in your life, they don't work out the way you think, and so forth like that. So you know, what happens is people then focus on the negative. They focus on the problems, you know. You might be focusing on your situation this morning. You know, perhaps you're out of work, you've lost your job, or you're homeless, or whatever it is. You might be focusing on that this morning. But God, he sees something else. He sees something else for you this morning. Can you say amen? Oh yes, and by the time we get through this message, you're going to find out that he indeed sees something else for you. Now, you say God has foreknowledge about absolutely everything, and that's why he can call these things forth. Yes, he does. You know, and we don't. You know, so we may not be able to call forth things because we don't know what it's going to be, you know, but that's only if you are in the natural, saith the Lord. Now, faith can go into various dimensions. You know, if you know how to use your faith in God's word, you know, it can almost equate to his foreknowledge.
Yes.
Because all you have to do is believe what he already said.
Yes.
Hallelujah, somebody. Now, I don't need to know what's ahead. I just need to know what God said about what's ahead. Praise God. And God already said, the lines will fall unto me in pleasant places.
Yeah.
God already said, surely blessing, I will bless you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I already know that. So I don't care whether it looks like I'm not blessed right now or whatever it is. You know, I know what God has said. And when I can focus and channel that faith in the power. Now, remember, the Spirit of God, he's got to move.
Yeah.
And he's moving already this morning, if you can understand it. That's right. That's what this message is all about. You know, as the Spirit of God is moving, if you allow him to move and bring the revelation of the word, you can read the Bible all you want. You can know it from Genesis to Revelation. You may not catch any revelation until you let the Holy Ghost move upon that water.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, the word of God is like water. You say, by the washing of water with the word. You know, God's got to move. The Spirit of God's got to move with that water this morning in your heart. Hallelujah, somebody. And once he moves and you believe it, then you can declare the same things like God already declared. See, all you have to do is find out what God's already said about you. Yes, and you can walk in the same realm of his foreknowledge. You can say in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And my God shall supply all my needs.
Amen.
Even though it looks like I don't have anything right now. Amen. But he already said he will supply my needs. So you can begin to call forth the provisions. Praise ye the Lord, somebody. Oh yes. Well, I know it happens. I, you know, I've tried it and I've proved it. And I know it. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, what God wants to show us this morning is how you can call things that are not as though they are. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. He said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Well, you know, if you are hoping only and there is no faith in it, it has no substance. Praise God. That's what that verse is saying, in case you've never understood it. You know, hope alone without faith has no substance. And faith itself, to be valid, must be based on the word of God. You can't just have faith in faith. You know, if God hasn't said it, in fact, in the book of Lamentations, chapter 3 and verse 37, the Bible says, who is it that saith, and it cometh to pass, when the Lord has not commanded it? So you cannot just have faith in faith. No, faith for it to be valid must be based on the word of God. But once you latch on to the word of God, then you can unleash your faith. And you too can stand in the realm of the Spirit of God. And you can declare those things that are not as though they already are. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things that are not yet seen. That's things that are still future. That's things that are not yet right now. You can call them into being by faith. That's exactly what God did. The Bible says by faith we understand that the worlds were formed and framed by the word of God. By faith, God spoke all those things because he already saw what was ahead and it didn't look like it was exactly like that. But he called them forth. He called for the life. He called for the animals. He called for everything. Hallelujah, somebody. And by faith, we can see what's ahead for us in the word of God. And then you can begin to channel your faith into his word and be in agreement with his word and begin to declare and decree. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can prophesy your future today. Can somebody say amen?
Amen?
Oh yeah, I do it all the time. You know, you can prophesy your future today. You can say tomorrow. Now, there's a message about that that we preached a few months ago. You know, tomorrow, the Lord's going to do this thing for me. Praise God. And you can just believe God. And you can begin to declare it for yourself. You know, praise God. Now, tomorrow doesn't necessarily mean literally tomorrow. You know, it could be literally tomorrow, but it could also be, well, you know, sometime soon. Just keep on believing. The Bible says that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Believe all the time. And don't faint. Now, future is only future to us. There is no such thing as future to God. How many of you know that's true? If you know that's true, say amen. Oh yes, there is nothing that is future to God. The Bible says that what God, you know, whatsoever God doeth shall be forever. See, nothing can be taken from it. You know, it's already perfect. You can't add to it either. The Lord, see, He required the thing that is past, and so the thing that is yet to be with Him has already been. There is nothing that is future for the Lord. I want you to think about that for a minute. Think about it for a minute. There is nothing that is future for the Lord. Now, because the reason that is so is because the Lord is eternal. And if you know what is eternal, if you know what eternal means, you know, that means the Lord doesn't have to say, well, you know, tomorrow, this and that. He uses those words tomorrow just because, you know, of the realm that we are in. We are bounded by time and space. God is not bounded by time and space. Can somebody say amen to that? Oh yes, God is not bounded by time and space. What He is eternal. And for Him, the things that are future, He already knows all about it. You know, He can see it, you know, with His foreknowledge, and He can call those things into existence, even though the things that were not supposed to be, He can do it. You know, and, you know, if we channel, the message this morning is, if we channel our faith the same way, you know, that God used His foreknowledge to call the things into existence that were not, then you can have the same kind of results. Praise God. Your life may have some chaos this morning, but God is seeing something else beyond the chaos. But what do you see? Do you only see failure in your life? Do you only see, I mean, your life may have darkness, that's confusion. God is not the author of confusion. Can somebody say amen? Your life may be without form this morning. You know, you may be void. With, you know, maybe you don't even know what the purpose of God is in your life. But God already knows. You've got only to find out according to the word of God. Now the Bible says elect. He calls you elect. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God. Oh yeah. Chosen in Him before the world began. Hallelujah, somebody. God already elected you. He chose you before the world began. That ought to make somebody shout. Praise God in here this morning. Hallelujah. And if you know that God already set His love upon you. Oh yes. He said, because He has known my name. You know, I've set my love upon Him and so forth. I will show Him my salvation. Praise God. You know, He's already set His love upon you. Now, of course, Jesus, He told a parable. He said, you know, there was a parable of a man that sowed good seed, you know, in his garden and so forth like that. And a wild man slept. See, the enemy came in and sowed tares among the good seed. And he said, the enemy has done this, you know, because they woke up in the morning and said, didn't you sow good seed? How come there's all these tares among the wheat? And he said, the enemy has done this. Now, God's purpose for your life is good. Can somebody say amen? The purpose of God in your life is good. But it is the enemy that brings the chaos. It is the enemy now, of course, also through disobedience to God's word. You know, sometimes, you know, some of these things can come upon us if we, you know, are not exactly following the word of God and so forth like that. But generally, it is the enemy that wishes for you to languish in darkness without form and void, wants your life to be void of the purpose of God and of the riches of his glory. That is the enemy that wants to do that. But the Lord's goodness to you, I'm going to read to you here in Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me. Hallelujah. And ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Hallelujah. That's a promise. See, that promise comes after you recognize that his goodness and his mercy towards you brings peace and goodness and not evil. First, you've got to recognize verse 11. You've got to recognize that his thoughts towards you are of peace. You've got to know that. Once you understand that, then you can pray based on that. And you can call on him, he said in the next verse, and then I will hear you. You can say to him, Lord, I know that your thoughts towards me are of peace. Hallelujah, somebody. Now, for those of you that may be solitary right now, you know, maybe you are lonely, maybe you are even out of a job or out of a home or whatever. Listen to what the Bible says in Psalm 68 and verse 6. He said, he setteth the solitary in families. Can somebody say amen? So if you're here this morning, you say, well, I lost my home. You know, well, you can say, you know, you can declare the things that are not yet as though they already are. You can say the Lord said, he said it, the solitary in families. That's Psalm 68 and verse 6. And you can say, I know he's going to set me. Hallelujah. Praise God. You've got to believe the word of God. And then declare that word for yourself. Hallelujah, somebody. Now I'm going to read to you this morning from Job chapter 22. And I'm going to read verses 21 through 29. Acquaint now thyself with him. That's Job 22 and verse 21. Acquaint yourself with the Lord and be at peace. Now that's an invitation for anybody that's in here this morning that hasn't known the Lord. You need to acquaint yourself with him. In order for you to take advantage of these things that we're talking about here this morning. I'm not talking about coming to church. The people that come to church, there are some people that have gone to church all their life. But yet their heart is far from me, said the Lord. Oh yeah. But I'm talking about you acquainting yourself with him, having a relationship with the Father. Hallelujah. Oh yes, acquaint yourself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Good will come unto you when you draw nigh unto God. When you acquaint yourself with him, good shall come unto thee. Oh yes, receive, I pray thee, the law of the Lord. Hallelujah. And lay up his words in your heart. If thou return to the Almighty in here this morning, then you shall be built up. Hallelujah, somebody. The things that are ruined, that are falling down in your life, God will build them up again. If you will return to the Almighty this morning. Hallelujah. Oh yeah, and you must also put away iniquity from thy tabernacles. Get away sin from your life. Then shall thou lay up gold as dust. Oh my goodness. You want real prosperity, then return unto the Lord. Seek the Lord and serve him and yearn every day after him with all your heart. Praise God. And follow hard after the Lord. and let him be your chief joy.
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen.
And when you do that, the Bible says you will lay up gold as the dust, even as the gold of Ophir, and as the stones of the brook. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh, you don't need to worry about somebody is trying to do this or somebody is trying to do that to you. You don't need to worry about that. You just return unto the Lord and acquaint yourself with him. And the Almighty himself shall be your defense. Oh, yes. And thou shalt have plenty of silver. Hallelujah, somebody. Well, I don't think the church believes this scripture in here this morning. Praise God. Oh, yeah. Remember, this is the word of the living God. This is the way for you to have plenty of silver, is to return to the Almighty, is to lay his words in your heart. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the way to do it. Not, you know, now notice, I'm not telling you this morning to bring, you know, X number of dollars so that you can prosper. Oh, no. You know, I hear a lot about that, and as far as I know, that's nonsense. Praise God. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You know, some of these preachers that tell you that you need to sow a seed in order for you to be blessed. See? And then when they have a need, how come they don't sow a seed? They just ask you. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh yeah, when they have a need, and they have a need for $1,000 or $10,000 or $100,000, they don't sow a seed. They just come out and ask you to sow a seed. They're not preaching. You know, they're not doing what they are preaching. If you believe that sowing a seed is what you need to do, then they ought to be sowing a seed when they have a need. They shouldn't be telling anybody about it. Can somebody say amen?
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Oh yeah, I just exposed that this morning. That's right. Praise God. Oh, that's exactly right. You know, so all that nonsense about sowing seed not for you to be blessed. Well, you want to be blessed. He said, thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord.
Amen.
He said, the person that does not walk in the way of sin as someone, nor sit in the seat of discomfort, nor stand in the, you know, nor follow the counsel of the ungodly. He said, he shall be the one that is blessed.
Yeah.
You know, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh yes, he's, you know, he said, he shall be like a tree that's planted at rivers of water.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And the Lord said to Joshua, in the first chapter, he said, lay up my words in your heart. You know, he said, you know, be strong and follow the Lord. He said, so shall thou have good success whithersoever thou goest. That's how to have good success. That's how, you know, to prosper. Is first return to the Almighty this morning. Oh, hallelujah. I feel the Lord in here this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For then shalt thou have the light. Job chapter 22, verse 26. Then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and thou shalt lift up thy face unto God. Oh, yes. And then thou shalt make thy prayer unto him. See, you got to do these things. You've got to acquaint yourself with the Lord. You've got to lift up your prayer unto him in the morning. Hallelujah. You got to seek his face. And then you need to also pay your vows. Now, some people say, Lord, if you do this, I'll do this. And as soon as the Lord does that, they don't do the other. You know, people are so quick. The Bible says, God has no pleasure in fools. He said, when you go into the house of God, don't be hasty with your mouth to make a vow before the Lord. Because if you don't keep it, you are a fool, said the Lord. He has no pleasure in all of that. You know, praise God. You know, you have to say, Lord, help me so I can do this. Don't just say you're going to do this or do that. Because if you don't do it, you're going to be in trouble with the Lord. See, but if you acquaint yourself, you draw close to God and you do all of these things, and his word does not depart out of your mouth, and if you return to the Almighty and put iniquity from your tabernacles, listen to what you can do then in verse 28. Then thou shalt also decree a thing.
Amen.
And it shall be established unto thee.
Amen.
You can call forth the things that are not. And you call them as though they are.
Amen.
And it shall be established unto thee. Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen.
And the light, just like God called the light, The light will shine on your ways. There will be no more darkness. He's going to remove the void. And the thing that was without form, he's going to take care of it. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And he says, when men are cast down, and that's what I'm doing in here this morning. Because I stood before the Lord this weekend, last night also. He said, you shall say unto them, there is a lifting up. Hallelujah. Oh yes, there is a lifting up. Praise God this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, there is a lifting up in this service this morning. There is absolutely a lifting up. Let me read unto you the word of the Lord here. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody say, thank you, Jesus. Say again, thank you, Jesus. Say it again, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to read to you here the experience that Jeremiah had going to the potter's house in Jeremiah chapter 18. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah in 18 verse 1 and said unto him, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. So he's going to get a revelation from the word of God when he gets down there. Amen. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. Now notice what God is going to show here in verse 4. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. See, it's kind of like when God created the earth and so forth like that. You know, something got in there and, you know, made it become void. And without form and so forth like that. Well, but he wasn't finished with it. Amen. Praise God. So when it became marred in the hands of the potter, listen to what he said. So he made it again. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh yes. He made it again. He called the light out of the darkness. He took the void and he made it again. He took the clay that was marred and he made it again, another vessel. Even as it seemed good to the potter, so he made it. And the Lord said to Jeremiah, have you seen this morning? He said, oh yeah. He said, well, I don't know what it is. He said, well, that's what I'm going to do with the house of Israel. Praise God. Now, so if your life is marred this morning, if your life is void and without form and with darkness and so forth, God is fixing to make it again. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
By the spoken word of God, God is going to call forth some things in your life today that are not yet even as though they are. By the grace of God, through the Spirit of God, I'm going to do that this morning before I close this service. And then we're going to empower you with the same to go forth and do the same in your life every day. Praise ye the name of the Lord. 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 Now, in the book of Mark chapter 10 and verse 27, and also Mark chapter 9 and verse 23, these two verses together. The one verse says, all things are possible to him that believeth. And the other verse says, with God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All things are possible. Now, here's what I'm going to tell you this morning in the revelation of the word of God. God had the foreknowledge to call things forth. Now, so with him, we know with God all things are possible. Amen?
Amen.
I'm sure everybody in this place believes that. If you don't believe that, you're in the wrong place. Amen? Praise God. You know, all things are possible with God. Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Even if you have never heard before that God did it, that's only because you've never heard. Amen?
Amen.
And even if God's never done it, there's always a first time for everything. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh, I've heard things in my life that say, well, you know, that can't be and so forth like that. You know, we never heard that happen. Well, God is on the throne.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, and God can do all things. Praise God. So that's God. We understand that. But him that believeth in God's word.
Amen.
If you can channel your faith into his word. What is foreknowledge to God? is faith in his word to you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I don't have foreknowledge, but I have faith in his word.
Amen.
So once he says it in his word, I get a hold of that word. Oh yes. You know, I can believe it. Praise God.
Amen.
So to him that believeth, you can do the same things like God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Well, you say that's stretching it a little bit. Yeah, that's exactly that. Praise God. If you're going to believe in a God at all, you better believe in a supernatural God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Otherwise, you might be, or you might already be serving, you know, a God that cannot speak and that cannot deliver. A God of made with stones and hands and so forth. Elijah, he mocked them. He said, call ye upon your gods. And then they caught themselves all day long, the prophets of Baal, you know. And they prophesied from morning till noon and from noon till evening. But there was no voice, the Bible said. And Elijah said, well, I don't know, you know, maybe he's asleep. You know, he is a God after all. So come on, you know, call a little bit, you know, shout a little bit more. You know, cut yourself a little bit more. He just walked there. You know, and they caught themselves and prophesied all day long. You know, but there was no voice. Because those are gods of stones and woods and so forth. And those things are nothing.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Yeah.
But Elijah said, now I'm going to show you that there is a living God in Israel.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you that there is a God in Israel today.
Amen.
He said, all right, here's what we're going to do. You know, he already told them, the God that answered by fire, let him be God. That's what he told them. You know, and he said, well, they said, you know, you call down the fire and so forth, you know. He said, you guys go first. So they went first, they did all that, and they couldn't call down the fire. He said, well, that's all right. Are you done? I mean, he went asleep, he came back, they were still doing, and I said, man, you know, you better do some more stuff here. You know, jump up and down and do some more things because, you know, he's a God. Maybe he'll hear you eventually, you know. And so finally they did all that and they couldn't do nothing. He said, all right, yeah, you done? He said, we're done. He said, okay, here's what I'm going to do. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Here's what I'm going to do. Now, we're talking about calling down fire. So he said, I want you to bring me the heifer, you know, and then I want you to dig and pour water.
Amen.
I'm not just going to call down fire. The fire is going to lick up the water.
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen.
Now that's somebody that believes in God.
Amen.
You say, you're going? Come on, Elijah. I mean, it's good enough for the fire to fall down. Fire in water? Amen.
Amen.
But Elijah is going to show them that, look, it's not just the wood or the stones that rubbed against each other and caused the fire. I'm going to put water in it.
Yes,
and then I'm going to call the fire down. Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
And Elijah said, let it be known today, Lord, that there is a God in Israel.
Amen.
And that I am the servant of the Lord. And before he finished speaking, the fire of the Lord came down. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now that's somebody that believes in God.
Amen.
Now if you're going to believe in God, you better believe in that kind of God.
Amen.
Stand to your feet in here this morning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, give the Lord a praise.
Hallelujah.
Give the Lord a hand clap in here this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, I'm going to show you that there is a God, not only in Israel, but right here in GMI Church. Praise God. Hallelujah. You say there is God? Absolutely. Because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I'm going to challenge somebody in here this morning. You've heard this word. If you're ready to let the Holy Ghost move, just like he moved upon the face of the waters, your life has been in chaos. It has been void. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes, whatsoever the Lord doeth shall be forever. Nothing can be added to it or put away from it or taken to it or whatever. He said the Lord requires the thing that is past, and the thing which is yet to be has already been. He is already seeing the good things in your life, which the devil is keeping from you.
Amen.
And we are going to call forth the things that are not yet in your life. Today, I go there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, if that's you in here this morning, and you say, well, you know, my life's a little bit chaotic. You know, sometimes I'm in darkness because I'm confused. I don't know which way to turn, and so forth like that. You know, my life, you know, kind of attracts chaos. You know, I go this way, and, you know, everything the Lord does for me when I'm just about to get it, the devil messes it up, and I lose it. Well, that's all the without form. That's all the void. Is your life void of success this morning? Well, the Lord has seen the success in your life. Hallelujah, somebody. You are still down this morning. Well, you're not out yet. And the Lord has seen your uprising. Hallelujah, somebody. Are you sick in here this morning? Do you have any condition or illness or sickness that you know, doctors are diagnosed? It may even be incurable. That makes the Lord no difference. Amen. Incurable only for the doctors. Hallelujah. In Exodus 23 and 25. And in Exodus 15 and 26, he said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. And I will remove these sicknesses from the midst of thee. So if you have a sickness inside of you, the Lord said, I will remove it from the midst of you. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh, yes. Now, if you are here this morning and you want the release of the spoken word into your life that can call the things that are not yet happening in your life, things that ought to have been happening, but they are not happening. But you want that spoken word. I want you to take the step of faith and step out here this morning. And let's show you that there is a God at GMI Church. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This is the God that can answer by fire. Hallelujah. The God that answered by fire. Let him be God. Now, Lord, you see all the people that come out here this morning. The Bible says, unto him, unto Shiloh, unto Jesus shall the gathering of the people be. They didn't gather to me here this morning, but every one of you that is here this morning, you have something in your life. You have something that is void. See, sometimes you are void of understanding. You are void of understanding what the will of the Lord is. See, you don't know which way to go. You know, or whatever it is. And there is darkness and so forth. The Lord said, let there be light. Hallelujah. And I am going to start with that this morning. Are you ready? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let there be light in your life. Hallelujah. Let the Holy Ghost now move upon your hearts in Jesus' name. And bring the revelation of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And Elijah said, if I be a man of God, oh, shadow of Wakanda, see my. And I'm going to say it this way. If the Lord be God, because it's not about me. Hallelujah. He said, if the Lord be God, then let's know that he is God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The enemy shall not exact upon you anymore.
Amen.
The enemy shall no longer afflict you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, every place where there is void.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want the Spirit of God. I pray right now, Lord, let the Spirit of God move. Your life may be like that clay, the lump of clay that was messed up in the hands of the potter. Well, that's not what he intended. He wanted your life to be good. So he made it again. So this morning, Lord, make the lives again. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, the Lord, he sees the goodness of God in your life. But the enemy, he wants you to be a failure. Some of you may even be homeless or jobless this morning. But I say unto you this morning that the Lord, he said it, the solitary in families. Some of you may be lonely this morning. Maybe you need a wife, maybe you need a husband. I don't care. Doesn't matter to the Lord. He said it, the solitary in families. Now, I want every one of you that is here this morning, if you know the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior, then I give unto you this morning the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for you to use to prophesy your future today. So while you are here, I want everybody begin to speak your future now. And if you are here this morning and you don't know the Lord yet, I invite you to acquaint yourself with the Almighty. Hallelujah. Acquaint yourself with the Almighty in here this morning. Acquaint yourself. Return unto the Almighty and thou shalt be built up. If you are here this morning, say, I want to give my life to the Lord. Hallelujah. If that's you there this morning, you're standing in the crowd, you say, I want to give my life to the Lord. I want you to come up and shake my hand here. Hallelujah. And let's see what the Lord is going to do for you and how it's going to change your life this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, if you are ashamed of him, the Bible says, I will be ashamed of you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Now, he come in the presence of everybody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come up right here on the stage, brother. Come up here, you know. Make a bold declaration. Come up here, sir. Make a bold declaration. Give the Lord a praise here this morning. Make a bold declaration. If you want to give your life to the Lord this morning, perhaps you've been coming to church, but you say, I want to acquaint myself with the Lord. Come up on the stage. Hallelujah. Before a cloud of witnesses this morning. Glory to Shanda Rabo Seri Makauri Alabashinda. Rialabo Kanda Seri Makandorina Shiri Bakando Senia. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, those of you who are here, he loves you from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want you to say, just say with me, Lord, I come to you today. Just as I am, I come to you today. Have mercy upon my soul. Cleanse me of my sins. And give me the Holy Spirit within. And make me a child of God from this day on. I receive you, Lord, in my life as my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is there somebody in the house that will welcome these new people into the family of God? Hallelujah. Praise God. Come on, welcome them in the family of God. Come up here and give them a hug, somebody. Give somebody here a hug. Welcome them in the family of God. Come on, people. Welcome them in the family of God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, the Lord is good in here this morning. The Lord is good in here this morning. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now I want everybody to come back to the altar right here. Hallelujah. Everybody come back to the altar right here. And we're going to close this word ministration. Praise God. Everybody is going to get a blessing in here this morning. Because on special consecration weekends like this, God always has something. Some of you already been blessed. Praise God. Now put your hands together for the Lord that received, the people that received the Lord into their lives this morning. I would like to speak to those people after church that give their lives to the Lord. The Bible says, go and sin no more. Amen. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. It is that simple. Go and sin no more. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Amen. All things, say, behold, all things are passed away. Amen. And behold, all things become new. Amen. Things will become new for you in your life. Amen. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. Oh, if I can get a soul to be saved in the GMI church service, it's worth a million services. Amen. Because there is joy in heaven. There is joy this morning. Over the souls that have repented. Some of them have gone away from the Lord. And they came back home this morning. They are reacquainting themselves with the Lord. Hallelujah. Now for everyone else that is here this morning, hear ye the word of the Lord. Praise God. Hear ye the word of the Lord this morning. Oh, praise God. Throw up your hands this morning. The Lord has a very, very special word for you this morning. Praise God. Praise God, somebody. Praise God, somebody. Praise God, somebody. Hear ye the word of the Lord this morning. Therefore say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, there shall none of my words be prolonged anymore, but the word which I have spoken concerning you shall be done, saith the Lord. And that is Ezekiel chapter 12 and verse 28. And he wanted me to close with that this morning. And I'm going to say it to you again. God saith the Lord, the living God, unto you this morning. His words concerning you shall no longer be delayed. The things in your future that the enemy has held back shall no longer be delayed. But God, through the Spirit of God, and by his anointed word this morning, we'll call those things that are not yet in your life as though they already are. So let somebody begin to praise the Lord. That you already got it. You already have it. I want you to say, I already have it. I already have my victory. I already have my joy. Hallelujah, somebody. Are looking for work, begin to call those things that are not as though they are. Get up in the morning and praise the Lord. And I say, I know the Lord has that wonderful job for me. It is coming. I see it. I see it. Hallelujah. Everything that you need in your life, the same way, call those things that are not as though they already are. In Jesus. Jesus mighty name. And this is the word of the Lord unto Lucifer this morning. That's right. Amen. It is enough, saith the Lord. Let my people go. Hallelujah. Oh, let my people go, saith the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Lift up your hands and bless the Lord and thank him for the service. Thank him for the word and thank him for the victory. Shout the praise of the Lord in here this morning. Shout the glory of the Lord in here this morning. Hallelujah. 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 The name of the Lord is victory for you here this morning. The things which are not yet in your life, by faith, your faith is the evidence that you already have them this morning. So use your faith every day. And if somebody asks you, why are you rejoicing? You say, because I believe. I know who I have believed. That's the answer of faith. I know my Redeemer lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. But every day he said, I'm the father of nations. He changed his name even. And he told everybody, I'm the father of nations. And they laughed him to scorn. They said, you don't even have a child. How are you going to be the father of nations? He said, well, he told me. Praise God. Is there somebody in here this morning that you know the Lord told you? That the Lord gave you a word here this morning. If that's you, shout hallelujah. Don't let the enemy steal that word from you. Use that word every day in rejoicing and give him praise and glory to you. Give a lot of praise here this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, shout the victory here this morning. Hallelujah.